This episode is proudly brought to you by our mates at Ned's.
Josh, do you give out many tips?
Sometimes.
Who's your source?
Well, normally Sam McClure. Like, he's he's really good. Like, I backed Harley Reid not to make it in West Coast colours. And then this year, just anything he says, I go the opposite.
Congrats. It's a good it's a good option. Hey, I've got...
What are you? What about you?
Have you got a brother-in-law?
No.
You need a brother-in-law for your tips, mate. That's where I get mine from. Yeah,
I could ask my brother to divorce his wife and then we can see how we go, but...
That'd be the first step, wouldn't it?
I need to speak to Georgie too. He's always real confident with his tips, but they never ever come off. Now, if you're looking for a one-stop shop for social betting, check out the Neds app. You can create groups perfect for betting together and ripping on your mates. And if you think you found a winner, you can let them know.
Or you might be looking for a hot tip.
And you can build a profile and share your bets with your followers.
Or you can see what other punters are like on the feed.
There's also expert tips on everything AFL from the fantasy pick himself, Tom Rotcliffe, within the Neds AFL Open Group.
It's not just for AFL though, Josh. There are other open groups for racing, B-ball, UFC, soccer, and heaps more.
Download the Neds app if you haven't already and take it to the Neds level. T's and C's apply and available on the Neds website. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Great sports journalist Josh Gallop, and welcome to the Kick It Forward podcast, the only sports newsroom with the guts to tell it like it is. A huge episode for you today. We have lots of sport. June, guys. June. You rehearsed that.
No, that's off the top of the dome.
Alongside me as always, Georgie and Harry. Hey guys, hang on.
Hey, yeah,
I'm
good.
So excellent. Massive, I'm telling you, probably the biggest sports gossip we've had ever on this podcast.
Okay,
I knew you were in the radio industry because you're, previewing.
Yeah, hooks.
Hooks.
Yeah,
it's big hook.
Basic. And good to see lots of Pepsi Maxes around the studio today, guys. After last week's incident with the Pepsi Maxes, what happened, Josh?
The plural is Pepsi Maxi.
Felt bad. So I bought 30 Pepsi Maxes and chucked them in the kitchen area.
Yep.
And I wrote on it free. And I just said, whoever can grab them, grab them. You know
you
what I mean?
You didn't buy that carton, did you?
I did, yeah. How many did you have, Georgia?
None.
You have had so many.
I've counted nine.
More of a Coke Zero guy.
I've counted nine.
I'm not really a Pepsi guy.
Because I told Giorgio, man, there's someone put Pepsi in there. So it just says free.
I haven't had nine.
You did walk in and go, man, it just says free. And I looked at
Harry.
I haven't had nine, but
this rings true with your inability to count drinks. See previous episode about beer debt.
There'll be more
so
on that
basically
later.
Triple every amount of drink, Josh says.
Yeah, but then the thing is I overestimate, but you also underestimate all the way to zero. Because in your head, you've never done anything wrong.
Guys, soda's bad for you, okay?
No, not Pepsi Max. Cool quality taste, no sugar. Harry, how's your weekend?
You guys know me.
Pretty well.
I'm a bit of a muso, okay? Runs in my veins, in my blood, guys.
You're always like harmonizing.
Yeah, when I decide to talk about a particular topic, what I might do is think about what music would be there to complement that chat, okay? So... I'm about to have a quick chat about something I did on the weekend. A Bucks party, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, okay.
So rather than just whip out some sort of, you know, generic, maybe Pitbull remix for partying or something, I thought I'd go on Google and say, best Bucks party songs.
Okay.
Unmissable songs, you know?
Yeah, okay?
According to www.thenot.com/content/bachelor-party-songs, there is one song you simply can't not play on the big day to send your mate off in style.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Are we at a bachelor party?
Ed Sheeran, guys, can you guys settle the fuck down?
Sorry.
We're doing the podcast now. We're not at the bachelor party.
I thought it was some titties behind you.
Ed. I'll get to that later.
Okay.
Ed Sheeran, guys. Every Bucks party needs Ed Sheeran's Shape of You. Would this get the party started or what?
Yeah, hell yeah. Whether you're into the X-rated stuff or not at a bachelor party, this will make you go crazy.
This is just one of those articles that screams, just get the content out there, hopefully to get a click on to get them business. They've got all the buzzwords. So this actually article says as well, this song's dancehall beat makes this bachelor party song a versatile one.
Mm.
Okay, so you can play it anywhere. Play it during the pregame, listen to it while playing some drinking games, or request it at the club.
The club.
With an R.
With three R's. Club.
DJ, excuse me. Shape of You. Do you have it? Shape of You by Ed Sheeran.
Now, Josh, you mentioned the T word. Hope you beeped that out earlier.
I did, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not too worried about if there's adult entertainment or not, but I think there's a trend towards not having it.
Agree.
Have you seen this?
Agree.
I think it depends on the group you're with. Some group of friends, I'm like, they really, really want it. Other group of friends are like, oh, we just want to put the money to activities and drink.
No, but I think it might have used to have been a non-negotiable.
Oh, right.
Every Bucks party, adult entertainment.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
And now I don't think, well, there wasn't on the weekend and that's fine. I mean, hey, cost of living.
Yeah. No one thinks about the strippers.
Would you, their industry is going down the drain.
I was thinking it's plateauing. It's weird. There's this cost of living crisis, but they keep getting work.
What? Inelastic demand for tits. So hang on a sec. But I applaud the organisers of these Bucks parties.
I think I said tits, but yeah.
I could shout out to them as well. I mean, I've given terrorists shout out, so why not give tits? Would you rather be staring at a giant pair of, or drinking yummy seltzers?
Yeah, I think, well, I know what Giorgio's answer is.
What?
Seltzers.
Well, it's also because I've never seen boobs.
Well, I prefer Ed Sheeran's milkies.
Ed
Sheeran's. But they come with a price, obviously.
Strawberry milkies.
It's actually good not to have strippers on Bucks parties, because what if you fall in love with them?
Oh, man. Yeah, that's my number one rule.
I don't want to get my heart broken again.
To fall in love with them.
No, don't fall in love. Boys, I make them sign an NDA and then I make them sign a love pact. Do not fall in love.
I don't want to get my heart broken again.
I think, like, look, some people look down on them and things like, unfortunately, well, or fortunately, it's a part of culture with Bucks parties. Well, I've been to quite a few where they're serving drinks. I'm like, hang on a second, I'm pretty thirsty. And I look over and they're having a D&M with someone. I'm like, hang on, we're not paying for that collectively.
Yeah, your mate's probably saving her.
He did save her. He did.
And falling in love.
I do like the competitive Bucks party where it's like seven events or something like that. They're always fun. Yeah, so was it tick from you?
Yeah, big tick. Great time.
You did heaps of meth though, right? You cut out the strippers, yeah. But you upped the meth.
Bring on the meth.
Yeah. And well, it was so tame.
You guys had a interesting weekend, didn't you?
Firstly, I went to a rock concert with
What?
Yeah, totally.
Rock on.
And it was unbelievable watching Giorgio be like quite the fan. Like it's been he's always weird when people interact with him that are potentially pod fans, but it was interesting seeing him in a completely new environment, and I got a sting for it.
Giorgio on a rock
concert. So we also went and saw Royal Lotus. We met some really nice people there. Actually, some pod listeners as well. One guy came up and said, hey, mate, just a bit of feedback. Mate, the sting's less loud. They're uneven. And I was like, well, that's a production feedback. All over it. Thank you very much.
Accepted.
But then a couple of people also said that Sheffield Shield corner needs to be 1,000 decibels higher.
It's Sheffield Shield corner.
The biggest highlight was Giorgio meeting one of the lead singers of Royal Lotus and just sort of being like a fly on the wall watching, because we accidentally double backed into the area. We're trying to find a way out. Mm. And we were back there and they were doing like meet and greets with saying hi to people, because they're still very early in their career and they've sort of exploded recently.
How long did you wait, Giorgio?
Oh, no, it was accidental. He bumped into them. Right, yeah. Which you can imagine Giorgio not unprepared to meet someone he has a lot of respect for.
I'm bad meeting someone when I have prepared.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
When you know them for a long time.
In front of the mirror for a while. Well, we saw you meet your cousin in Melbourne and we were like, have these guys never met before in their lives? And you're like, oh, that's my favorite cousin.
It was actually like you never met.
Harry goes, is that a fan? I go, no, it's his first blood.
I'm actually really close with him.
Wait, what about
shout
George?
Out to
he's speaking to one of the two main guys from the band. Thanks, man. Can I get a photo? And he goes, yeah, sure. And he goes, no, don't worry about it. No, I was like, just get a fucking photo. And then I walked away because it's getting so awkward. And then I hear Giorgio going, kick it forward. It's like, I don't know. It's kind of like fun social media. And I'm like, oh my God, how you've got one segment. How are you going to explain to someone succinctly we talk about piss in a place that ingratiates you in any way?
I'm sorry for embarrassing you.
I had to run.
And me.
How many times did Giorgio piss on Saturday night?
Well, that was the other thing. And I want to question that. We had a really fun time. But gee, how many times did you piss on the night? Because I honestly lost count. It was more than the Pepsi Maxes.
It's a small price to pay for staying hydrated. There is no winning. I'm either dehydrated, I don't need a pee, or I drink water throughout the day and I need a pee all the time.
I've never seen you not peeing. You always pee all the time.
I'm always hydrated, baby. But like June, for example, didn't need a pee.
Speaking of June, saw June 2 on the weekend. Absolutely loved it. How good is it, Georgia? You saw it as well.
Yeah, it was unreal. I want to see it again immediately.
Oh, you guys are loser virgins.
If you don't like sand, you're not going to like this film. Because guess what? It's in it.
And they smoke a lot of sand. I mean spice.
Sand between your toes or just sand in general?
No, it's like a sandy
There'd
country.
Be sand everywhere with those, those poor guys.
You know, like, it's kind of the same scale as Lord of the Rings was. You know, the second one that came out, the Twin Towers, that was, like, so explosive when it first came out. And now this one has been what? Wait, this one's been unbelievable and lived up to the hype.
Which Lord of the
Rings? The one that sort of changed the world.
The second one,
yeah.
Twin Towers?
Yep.
Mm.
Oh, there's lots of planes in that one.
The other thing is I picked up, they've got this thing called The Voice, which you can make in Dune World, you can make anyone say whatever you want. It was so weird. Like, I picked it up when I was watching it. Harry, you were saying how good, like I love Dune, and surely you found it cool as well.
I think Dune's for nerds.
No, it isn't.
I can't wait to see Dune, actually. I was really looking forward to it for cool guys.
Oh, glad you came around.
Thanks, no. It was actually great. And I tell you what, talking about sand, I bloody had it in my pants all night as well because I went to the beach.
That's so funny in your pants. I can't even imagine.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good, wasn't it? I know how to do the voice now. So yeah, if we should think about some other things we can do with it. It's kind of with great power comes great responsibility. Suck my
dick. Well, that's well, if the voice says, I guess that's the power of the.
We'll be right back. Oh, that was awesome. By the way, Georgia, you talk about no beer, Dad.
Buy me a beer.
Okay.
What?
What do you want?
It is powerful.
Oh my God, how powerful is it?
Whoa. Well, it was a bit embarrassing. I just want to circle back to the night we had out together. Josh is so fun. I'd recommend him to go out with. He's one of a kind. Yeah.
Oh, I have egg on my face because I was ripping on you.
It's almost as I predicted. I just wanted to say I had a great night out. And here are the top three things I had with my night with Josh. Best things with night with Josh. Talking about Dune 2, we bonded over that film. That was fun. You tolerated many of my piss breaks. I might scratch that one. Okay. I feel like I shouldn't talk about that.
No, go on. Hold on. Okay.
You keep a keen eye on whose round it is. No danger of us losing track.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah, perfect.
Josh, all in all, I had a great time with you and I can't wait to do it again and I have nothing negative to say.
Well, that's nice, Giorgio. That's really nice.
Yeah. Wow, it's just a bit embarrassing now.
No, I had a fun time. I said at the start, I stipulated that I had a great time.
Yeah, okay.
I reckon apart from the round buying behaviour that night sounds shit, I'm glad I didn't come.
It was actually pretty good. I did feel old though at the concert. I was like very tall and old.
Tall and old, what and a combo. Sad. I did actually kind of run into you guys on Saturday night, I guess.
And then you're like, who's that tall old sad guy? Oh, wait,
yeah, get away. Oh, I know him, shit. Don't say hi to me. Hey, Harry, how you going? Good to see you down in Frio. Hey, guys. Oh, Giorgio's there too, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. Why is he drinking a Pepsi Max?
Schemes. It's not breaking the law, but sometimes it toes the line. Scheme.
We're back.
You guys want to save some money?
I want to get rich.
I can't make money in jail.
No crimes. Has this ever happened to you?
Ah, bloody hecking fuck. These are the worst seats in the stadium. I bet this has happened to other people. I can't see much of the event. This must be relatable.
Daddy, I hate you.
Has that ever happened to you?
Is that a sting or is that...
Bad seats? I've got the solution. Or rather, a listener of the pod, John Boccancini, with a scheme. A bloke I work with went to the WWE with his son, and just before the event started, he went onto Ticketmaster website to purchase more tickets just to see what seats were still available. They then moved to the best seats he found online and stayed there uninterrupted for the rest of the night.
Oh my God! Touchdown. I mean, SmackDown?
Best seats in the house.
So he wasn't checked on the way there or anything?
No, so he's in there, basically, or arrived there.
Yeah.
He's got his seats, which are in the peanut gallery.
Mm.
He's gone online to buy more seats and gone, oh, there's a couple spare seats there that I could buy.
goes and sits in the seats for a fraction of the price.
That's pretty smart, but I guess there's the only downfall if someone checks you on the way.
No, but if it's like a big stadium, no one ever checks what seats you're in.
I'll be the authority on big stadiums.
Yeah, sorry, go on. Please. Sorry, Professor.
Yeah, they might not check you, but yeah. They also could.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Round of applause for you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Another one from Daniel.
Clarified.
International scheme, boys.
Yes.
Daniel Thine says, hey guys, big fan.
Laziest sting in history.
Just said, eeyaw,
eeyaw. Probably could have done something there.
Yeah.
I live in London and I have a scheme. To get the train to work, it's £80 for a week ticket. I find this gross as I'm trying to save the environment. So do I, Daniel. These trains are too busy for a conductor, so there's no one who checks. Instead, I buy two season tickets for journeys that end and start at the same places I get on and off. In total, I save £56 a week.
Oh, wow. That is actually money. Unbelievable.
How does the metropolitan train system in London not across this?
Yeah, what about loss prevention?
Well, they're English.
Oh, that's true. I'm pretty sure the entire Tory leadership actually listened to this pod.
We always get emails from
it's like Joe Simmons and then the entire Tory leadership.
Big shout out. Big time shout out.
That's pretty smart. So like, there's obviously a flaw in the system where if he writes London Station, it's the cheapest ticket, then he goes to fucking like past Essex.
Because it's like technically the minimum or zero stops.
Oh, wow. Smart,
so sorry, I guess. Oh, okay, but there's no ticket inspectors on board. No, there's not, is there? It's just the gates.
No, but it allows him to like check in and out of the station.
Well, it might not work anymore now that they...
Oh, my God.
The bloody comptroller. He's always texting in too.
I know. We might have just exposed that.
Email us, comptroller.
Yeah, seriously, Georgie.
Seriously.
Wow, gee, you've actually prepared heaps this week. I'm surprised. Maybe you are a good person to hang out with. Guys, before, just remember, get onto the tipping off. There's one more week left. The game tipping, we'll have the link in the show notes. There's some great names around. Guess what? Those hydrolyte icy poles. Yum, yum, yum.
Are there any more funny new names?
I haven't looked them up. Shall we quickly have a
Let's
look?
Let's have a quick look. Proud micropenis. Lee Key Anus.
Wow, that's amazing.
Mr. Key Anus has made it into the thing. Oh. Great.
He's my mate Smelly's brother.
We have to... Okay, that's Mr. Smelly. Oh, I just remember we actually have to tip this week.
Alan Joyce Garlop.
Oh, right. That's a bit of a stitch up because of Alan Joyce, the biggest prick ever. Piers Morgan is a C, and it's done by Cat Dog, and they put Piers Morgan's face on the squirrel woman from Home and Alone 2, which she's often compared with, so that's quite clever. Join the tipping comp before it's too late. Harry, do you have any? Or?
Well, we've got now in the comp Kleenex tissues.
Love it. On special, mate. Get them in.
Boys, how could we forget about the live show? It's coming together beautifully.
Scarily good. We've got a lot of prep. We've been filming all weekend to try and do some stuff for the Perth segment.
It's going to be in every city, actually.
That's right, the Perth leg.
The stunts. We've been training for stunts.
We didn't want to get stunt doubles, although I might need one in Harry, but we're doing some serious stunts. For those that are coming to the show, remember Perth, Adelaide, Melbourne, Sydney, and a couple of celebs have been reached out.
Okay, this is awesome. Have they reached out? Or have we reached out to them?
Well, there's a bit of a red carpet list for people who want to come.
Number one, we want, not a Hemsworth, not Margot Robbie, David King and Kane Corns.
Mm. Yes.
And
yes,
they have
yes.
replied. They said, when is it legend? No reply to my follow-up, but...
Oh, did you send it to your group chat? Your corner on King group chat?
Yeah, lads.
Legends,
what up?
Lads.
I DM'd LeBron James, said he could get a free ticket, yet to hear back, but I'll keep you posted.
I think he might be busy, but yeah, I DM'd him too.
No, no, he's got a gap. I've checked.
Oh, he is? It's the fever break, yep.
For the Perth show, he's got a few days gap between two games.
Hot dogs from Big Brother.
Hot dogs
is a maybe.
A maybe.
Yeah, he's a maybe.
He's interested. There's about 30% of tickets left in the Perth show. Make sure you get them in. It's going to be at the Wrecker Bite, which is a really good show. And it'll be cool to set up for the rest of it because we've never done anything in Perth.
And if you're in town for Gather Round in Adelaide, get around the show. It's going to be on the Saturday. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, it's not going to clash with any other games or anything.
Yeah, definitely not over 2 games.
Yeah, but it'll be great. Should we get some sport?
Yeah, let's get to some sport.
Josh Garlop with Sarvin trying the house down.
He's coming off. Get him back off. Get him off.
The season hasn't even started yet, and the most annoying thing could possibly happen. Someone to smash someone in the fucking face,
and
then all the chat on every talkback radio station, every show for the last 2 days, every segment has been talking about how long this guy should be banned for. The captain of North, Jai Simpkin, got absolutely like poleaxed by this guy, Jimmy Webster. It was a like pretty terrible shot. It like just left the ground and smashed through his face. There's recent precedents for the length of time. It should be people saying 6 to 10 games, and there's a lot of controversy because obviously the head is protected now and it's so terrible seeing a guy who's knocked out. But one of the most interesting things from it, and I know it might need some conspiracy music because I was racking my brain as to what was said. Alistair Clarkson reportedly lashed out and he was quoted in saying he called him a C star 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 R.
ER.
Okay.
What the hell
could
it be?
So we've got seven.
No, it was 10 letters.
Yes.
Seven missing.
C ending ER.
And what could that possibly be?
Well,
so I was trying to figure it out. What did Alistair Clarkson say to Rosslyn and potentially the whole team from St Kilda and Jimmy Webster? Was it cucumber?
I think maybe co-cucumber to fit the letters.
Co-cucumber. Was he a co-captain? Oh,
well,
my God.
Yeah, I think maybe like.
I don't feel comfortable with those words.
Sorry, do you want me to beep?
Being thrown around.
Yeah. Retroactively beep. I'll put a beep here, and that's for the beep later on. If everyone can just download the pod and put the beep back where it was, and then
there's
re-listen.
Also,
thank you.
Another variation, which you could have said, I don't know, crumb eater.
No.
Did you? Why do you don't have the beep button, G? I have the beep button. If you don't beep it,
sorry. This is look. We're nothing but truth on this podcast. Sometimes the truth hurts, but it's possible that's what he said.
What about the other one I heard? And Harry, you might want to leave the room for a bit.
Okay, I'm out.
But still stay here as well while being out.
I'll have my ear on the door.
Corn husker.
Fuck off.
Oh.
Get fucked, you fucking stupid. Cum guzzler.
Oh, that might fit.
That was a few extra letters.
I won't beep that one. Just because they need to know.
They need to know the bar.
Another option.
Cum pisser? Oh,
no, yeah.
I think that's too short.
I thought I fucking used the voice in your
I retract. Cum pisser.
How grown up of you, Georgia.
And finally,
I just.
And I must beep this pre-beep.
That makes it fine.
The pre.
The pre.
Cocksucker.
Oh, God.
I think coke cucumber's worse.
I don't. Yeah, I agree.
I'm surprised Alistair Clarkson said that. Do you know what I mean? Potentially. I thought, you know, because he's always revered as this like amazing mind and he's done so much of the game. He was brought down to cocksucker. It's too rude.
It is a word that phonetically is wonderful to pronounce.
Yeah.
It's got C's. It's got S's.
Clarko knows exactly what he's doing.
He can see, that's maybe why he's so good. He can blur the line between, you know, the boardroom and also the players because he can drop a C corn husker and then still hit them right. Sorry about that again.
Hey, you know, for such a serious incident about a head injury, there's a lot of people online that are saying to throw the book at him. Really?
Another head injury?
That's after a head injury?
Don't they know that?
You want to throw more things around people's heads?
Let's not forget, he's had a shoulder at 100 kilometers an hour in the forehead. Then he's hit with the corn husker. It's like a passive corn husker. Like even if you're getting like the spray, that's going to knock you out. Then you get the book.
I know. Oh, we should move on.
We'll move on. Oh, you're nothing. Welcome to Nuffy of the Week, brought to you by Neds for another week. Thanks, Neds, for jumping on this year, guys. Big week in Nuffy world. We had some great additions last week, but this week we've had some contenders.
Ooh. What if I told you that there were professional athletes out there with LinkedIn pages?
I have noticed this and I find it so funny.
What if I told you NBA veteran Mike Muscala regularly updates his LinkedIn? In his experience section, he has every NBA team he's played for. There are 8. I don't think he's done himself any favors here as he moves jobs a lot and has held some of these jobs for barely 3 months. If I'm looking to hire Mike Muscala off LinkedIn, not encouraging signs. Mr. Muscala, you're only at Utah Jazz for 3 months. What happened?
Muscala, in 2017, you had 4 different jobs in the space of 3 months. Are you? Is the problem you?
It says your education is bouncing a ball around the place.
No, he's actually got an astrophysics degree.
An update. Okay. An update on his LinkedIn from 2 days ago. Started a new position. Basketball player at Oklahoma City Thunder.
Is it the grad program?
No. Fully blown basketball player.
Wow. I do always find it interesting when you see like AFL players or rugby league players or something, because it's Australia and they're on LinkedIn, and I don't think they need much advertisement. Isn't nepotism from being a professional elite half the deal of getting the AFL title
I like to think there's like an NBA scout out there watching him play. Go, we should need to find out more about him. Does he have LinkedIn?
LeBron goes for a job at Best Buy and he's like, you can just check out my LinkedIn.
On this update he posted, the comments are exactly what you think they'll be. Wishing you the best. Best of luck in the new role. Big career move. Congrats, Mike. Hope to chat soon.
You know what's so funny? When you have a mate who takes LinkedIn really seriously, or he's trying to, at least he's in like a financial industry or maybe accounting, or he's like construction management or something, and their photo's near professional. And there's all these people when they get like a promotion or something, there's people actually writing, congrats on the work anniversary or congratulations on the new
role.
Fantastic. Fantastic work. You're doing great. And then there's like even personal ones. I've worked him personally. He's been amazing. But then there's a person you know, like a mate, like a mutual friend, who you know is taking the piss, who has just found it and has just written, unbelievable work, I love you or something. And it's just always funny. Always find it funny, because he'd be on his laptop saying, oh, for fuck's sake, piss off, John.
Does he have those skills listed where you write like, I've got Excel and
this
like,
is what I would have loved to see but wasn't there. I'd love to endorse him in like...
brain surgery.
three pointers.
On the GWS Giants fan chat, someone sent this in. Apologies, I don't remember who it was. But I posted on Twitter, the Ruckman has called Giants Stadium, Mason Cox, a showground for livestock that they're playing at Giants Stadium.
Excuse me.
I know, I should have beat that.
My
livestock.
Heckin' F.
Live cucumber.
Stock suck.
It's, as he implied, it's not a good enough choice for the Magpies. First match as the reigning premiers. We should start mooing like cattle when Cox has the ball as a bit of lighthearted banter. If we own it, it's not an insult. I thought that was quite funny and like very innocent and very good. I posted on Twitter and I was like, the abuse to players needs to stop.
It's a bit cheeky.
Sorry. You need to stop. Okay. I was just picturing when it's happening, you know, they might end up losing, although the Giants might end up being good as well, just at the stadium. Fuck, that would stir him up. I just posted that. Bit of fun. Who cares? Englishman on Twitter, as in at no shower pom. I would fucking bury Mason Cox with a smile on my face. The sooner that American prick fucks off, the better.
That's a lot.
Okay.
It's a bit.
Okay. Maybe take a shower and reconsider.
Oh my God. You want to murder this guy?
Hang on. That's bloody. That's not as bad as mooing.
Mooing's a lot worse.
Good point. And then someone replies,
what?
Agreed. Most punchable fucking face in football.
Oh, God.
And then someone replied, moo.
No.
I know. What? There was a lot of people writing cow puns, like, look at the calves on them and stuff like that. And then someone replied to the guy wanting to bury him, I ought to tan your hide for talking like that.
Let's move on.
Boys, we've regularly spoken about sincere comments written by people with questionable usernames.
Yeah, it's one of our favourites.
Yep.
It turns out there's an entire subreddit dedicated to it.
Oh, bullshit.
I had a trawl and picked out some of my favourites. First of all, there's a backstory to the name of this subreddit. Well, this was the original comment. Hey, will you let us know where his restaurant is, when he opens it? We'd love to go to his restaurant and support him.
Mm.
There's a whole lot of us who'd like to support him. It's a really sweet story about it. A bloke just wanted to support his friend.
Yeah, good on him. Like, I mean...
And that's how...
That's all we have in the world.
That's how the subreddit got the name Rimjob Steve.
Whoa.
A few other highlights. In response to a sweet video of a special needs cat called Donut, I would die for Donut. It's really nice of you. Pussy crippler.
No. Okay.
Another bloke.
Back to the mooing.
Another bloke posted his first ever electronic music mix and wanted some feedback on it.
Yeah, good.
Thank you. I fucked my guitar twice.
Well, the first time wasn't enough.
This was a sincere anti-racism comment. Black people are people. White people are people. Asian people are people. Most of them are good. Some of them are dickheads.
I mean, am I right, guys? Sometimes just the simplest quotes, guys, they go a long way.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, well said. Send me panties pics.
It's crazy because he ended a lot of race wars around the world.
What colour does he go for?
Multicoloured.
Heck.
A few more honourable mentions to just these usernames. Garlic Goblin 69 Femboy Enjoyer.
It's a lot.
Well, it's not really a funny username. It's just what he likes.
It's a mouthful.
_ fucking peg me _ and paint.
Whoa, hang on. Two underscores.
Yeah, I know. There must have been a few variations of that already taken.
Yeah, I got that one.
And paintbrush in my ass.
Well, he's an artist.
Yeah.
He's going to cry as this goes out.
Extra, read all about it.
I'm burning.
Hot off the press. Guys, bit of a weird one today. I thought we'd talk about this. So Meta, Zuckerberg, like the biggest alpha on the planet.
Cock Zucker.
Yeah, Meta. I don't think Meta's really, has Meta really taken off as a name?
Cord Husker. I don't know, kind of. I've started using it. I've used it more than X and Twitter. So Meta's actually opted out to this media deal they have with Australian media outlets. So about a couple of years ago, I don't know if you remember, a lot of the media outlets across the country got banned from Facebook. Just overnight they went dark because there was a rights agreement or collective bargaining agreement in some way. Or with Meta, they were, all the outlets in Australia, the main outlets, even though there's probably a lot of smaller creators that get a lot more engagement, the main media outlets were arguing they should be remunerated for the amount of content they put on Meta, and Meta puts ads in front of them. They should get some of that money.
Sure.
End up being about $200 million, which for a lot of these companies actually is quite significant. They were talking about Nine Entertainment, Seven West Media and News Corp will lose between 5-9% of their net profit that was estimated each year, because Meta this week decided they're not going to renew their agreement that they eventually came to. So Google and Meta came to it. Google will renew their agreement, which apparently is extremely significant. Oh, Harry, don't. Harry.
What about the shareholders?
And the billionaires.
And your news source, Harry.
Whoop it bird off.
That's true. Or your pod content.
That's a good point. But I just think it's a significant. I wasn't really speaking about that much, but all the articles about it are like, stupid Meta backs away from deal because they've lost about 10% of their profit. So it's interesting. Meta said in a blog post that the news was a fraction of what actual people were watching on the platform. So they were saying it wasn't much value. And a lot of what the Channel 10's requirements were to post was something like that, to do 1,000 project posts from the show The Project in the period of time, and they got a certain amount of million. If they didn't post within 6 hours, they had to have a replacement video.
So Meta was saying they had to do that to just push people onto
basically the platform. They wanted content on there constantly, right. Needed to be fresh and stuff like that. And also of quality, that was one of the subjective terms as well.
Wait, of quality, and they're asking
The Project,
Australian
news in general.
Wait, but I go on Facebook to watch highlights of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Exactly. So what it was hell? Announced that they're going to remove the little use Facebook news tab completely. So they're not even going towards it anymore. They're just going probably towards more like TikTok or Instagram, where it's just like cat, dog videos, our videos, things
Sign
like that.
Sign me up.
Well, yeah. So it's interesting too, because these are the traditional media outlets that originally were saying, I actually have this memory. I remember because I was at the West Australian when it happened. Kerry Stokes, who's the billionaire, walked in. And he's like walked into the back of it, and everyone gathered and like hushed because the billionaire never was around and he was there. Ooh. And he was saying, they've got friends in high places, but we got mates, and mates will always be stronger than mates. And everyone's like, yeah. And he goes, and who's bloody paying for these sausage rolls? And everyone's like, please don't find me. And I'm at the back going, probably the fucking billionaire.
Can I actually ask you more about this moment, the billionaires in the room?
Yeah.
It's pretty significant, right? Was there actually an inspirational speech? Did he do like
He did that.
And did everyone go, whoa?
Not really, because everyone, half the workforce had been fired, made redundant during COVID and not replaced. And then they had a massive profit despite not replacing them.
I'm thinking Logan Roy succession kind of speech.
It was honestly similar. Like there's a lot of that stuff happening, but you barely ever see like Rupert Murdoch or like Delaney's the Fox Sports guy or like Kerry Stokes. So it's actually quite interesting that he rocked up. Apparently he's like the nice enough dude, but I remember thinking the sausage rolls.
You like to call him Kerry?
Or I think they call him Prez. I think they call him something like that. I can't remember. He's got that might be wrong. He's got a nickname. So
I just find it funny when people don't care about like authority and status and stuff, like calling your teacher by your first name.
I've had that.
They're some of my favorite TikToks.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Hey, Dylan.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dwight.
Really?
How's it going, Rosemary?
What the actual fuck did you call me?
How you doing, Jennifer?
I hate you.
No. What do you do after school when you bump into a teacher?
I haven't a couple of times. We had a couple of teachers in their 20s, and then we'd go to a nightclub, and you know they'd be in their late 20s.
And then you go, teachers are pretty cool. And he's like, whoa, Mr. Thompson has a backward hat.
The hell, dude?
Whoa, Mr. Thompson's offering me a roofie. That's cool, bro.
So anyway, look out for that, I guess. There might be some changes. It probably will significantly impact Channel 10 because apparently they're like on their last legs. And we might lose Channel 10.
Oh, no.
And we might lose The Living Room on Friday nights, which is part of Channel 10.
A part of the deal actually was Studio 10 had to do like 1,000 clips a year. And I was like, that's not what money was spent.
We can't lose Channel 10. Ready City Cook's about to fire up again.
Is it
Miguel
really?
Miguel hosting. He's a legend.
Oh my God. Good intro.
That is a good show.
I didn't realize Ready City Cook was originally in the UK and then it came here.
God,
the Peter... things you learn making shit little memes.
Breakups, hookups, scandals.
We know your darkest secrets.
Sports gossip. Sports gossip.
Oh my God. You guys aren't going to believe how much sports gossip there is at the moment.
Well, you gave us a little promo at the start, and I've been thinking about it the whole time.
I never know what to believe, to be honest. Like, lots changed.
I'm probably going to cover every
everything's changed.
Every sport, like, in this segment.
Oh.
Starting off with this.
It's lights out and away we go.
Can you slow down?
Whoa.
Yeah. This is
Did you record this in Melbourne last year?
There's a rule. We don't talk during the stings.
Sorry.
Guys,
if I hear him enough.
Seriously. I need to change that. It doesn't fire you up very much, does it?
What do you mean? My hairs are raising. I've got goosebumps.
The F1 season kicked off in Bahrain. Looks like Verstappen's wrapped it up already. 22 seconds ahead of his own teammate who came second, Checo. I was thinking actually about that. You know, you're thinking, oh, Red Bull's so good. But when Verstappen is beating his own teammate by 22 seconds, God, it shows how good he is. But guys, there's something dodgy going on at the Red Bull camp.
What the? Is that a... This episode is proudly brought to you by our mates at Ned's.
Josh, do you give out many tips?
Sometimes.
Who's your source?
Well, normally Sam McClure. Like, he's...
It's
really good. Like, I backed Harley Reid not to make it in West Coast colours, and this year just anything he says, I go the opposite.
Congrats! It's a good option. Hey, I've got
What about you?
Have you got a brother-in-law?
No.
You need a brother-in-law for your tips, mate. That's where I get mine from. Yeah,
I could ask my brother to divorce his wife, and then we can see how we go. But
that'd be the first step, wouldn't it?
I need to speak to Georgie too. He's always real confident with his tips, but they never ever come off. Now, if you're looking for a one-stop shop for social betting, check out the Neds app. You can create groups perfect for betting together and ripping on your mates. And if you think you found a winner, you can let them know.
Or you might be looking for a hot tip.
And you can build a profile and share your bets with your followers.
Or you can see what other punters are like on the feed.
There's also expert tips on everything AFL from the fantasy pick himself, Tom Rotcliffe, within the Neds AFL Open Group.
It's not just for AFL though, Josh. There are other open groups for racing, b-ball, UFC. Soccer and heaps more.
Download the Neds app if you haven't already and take it to the Neds level. T's and C's apply and available on the Neds website. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Is that a leak?
Is there a leak?
Like the vegetable?
There's a
an oil leak.
There's a leak, guys. Can someone call a plumber?
Like an information leak?
Yeah, you can call that if you want.
God,
again, when I use audio that's not like up and about and exciting.
I'm
pretty excited. What does that remind you of?
Guys, there was a leak at Christian Horner's place. Seriously.
Oh, yeah, of course.
God, he thought he was out of the woods. The whole inappropriate misconduct allegations, then a set of text messages and images were leaked onto a Google Drive.
Wait, refresh my memory. What are the inappropriate conduct?
Between him and a female colleague at Red Bull.
Whoa.
There was an investigation done.
Who did the investigation? Red Bull or F1?
Red Bull did the investigation.
Hey, boys, let's just keep it internal. We got it.
I believe the investigation was done by Posh Spice.
And you know who wasn't happy with the internal, actually, on that investigation? Toto Wolff wasn't happy with that.
Oh, really?
If you wanted transparency, can you give me a bit of Toto? I miss it.
Are you serious, Michael, even though you've been fired? This is not allowed.
Someone wasn't happy with Horner. So a couple of days after the investigation wrapped up, the Google Drive's gone public. It was sent to like 149 F1 figures, including journalists. Someone wants Horner's head, okay?
Mm.
It's not clear whether or not these messages were included in the investigation. And also, for legal reasons, not actually verified whether or not any of those are real.
Mm.
Also, for legal reasons, I haven't seen any of the messages or images, but I could imagine what they might have been.
Are they Christian horny?
Well, they are a little bit. I
not,
believe
not very
that,
Christian.
I believe,
actually.
Yeah. Actually, some of the images,
more horny, less Christian.
Some of the highlights were pretty horny. I understand because of what people have said to me.
Asterisk.
Some nice selfies of Christian Horner.
Oh.
A nipple shot
of him.
His
we don't know.
His
I think
nipple.
There was a nipple.
You can tell
shot.
Pretty quickly if it's a female or male nipple, can't you?
Well, it was a male nipple. It doesn't mean it was him. Something resembling.
Well, I'd need someone else to have
a massive either, fucking hog.
Well, either a wet, slippery pink finger or a penis.
Can you beep that?
Sorry.
Yeah, heck.
He
sorry.
Said finger. What the Shit. Heck?
That one, I understand, was gross. And my favorite was a video of him belting out American Pie at a particular bar in Japan. That bar caught my eye. I'd actually been there.
You go, Josh, you see the news about Christian Horner? I was like, yeah, kind of. What is it? And you explain and you go, but I don't give a fuck about that. He just went to the bar I went to.
Were there many bars in Japan you didn't go to?
Well, this is the good question. This is the thing about these bars. I'll explain just really quickly. It's this precinct in Shinjuku called the Golden Gay. There are 200 bars. None of them are labeled anything. And I just understand that the description of this video looked an awful lot like a bar I'd done the exact same thing in and played the exact same guitar, and it was exciting. Anyway, Jerry Halliwell isn't happy, guys. There's a Spice Girl that's not happy. I'm not sure if you guys are reacting accordingly. Christian has new rules that Jerry has put in place. The big one, no more silly text messages to this female colleague.
That'll go well.
But guys, this is hectic. The couple, when they rocked up to the bar and race, put on a seriously brave face. They showed up holding hands.
Oh, my God.
Brave.
And I don't know if I want to say this one, but can we get some sort of warning for what I'm about to say?
Preemptive beep, maybe.
Kissing the Lord.
Christian and his wife, Jerry, kissed in front of the cameras.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, God, God.
That's why I had to do that. Big one by the PR team there, just to like make sure there's a camera around.
Do she a looks big smooch. With a kiss. I'll do my June voice.
Sealed with a kiss.
It is pretty interesting, the world tour with that, because they're on the road so often. There's a bit of horniness to that tour. There's a lot of mechanics. There's a lot of interacting. You can imagine like... I bet a lot of affairs and stuff happen on
sexy
the
sexy cars. Oh,
because
cars.
Like, they're away for so long, and there's like, you know, the glamour of it all, and they're all highly paid, and then everyone's mixing with everyone, even if you're different teams.
Yeah, it's just like being at any workplace.
It is, but I reckon it's a little bit on steroids.
Yeah, okay, for sure. Yeah,
yeah, so but you're right.
Take it easy, Christian.
Yeah.
Should we go to Vegas to wrap up the NRL season launch?
Yeah, hopefully a lot of people are arrested. That'd be funny.
I've got holes.
Luda. Guys, Ludacris had the NRL players and officials and anyone around it hipping, had them hopping official after party. Mainly hopping.
Is that on the record? They were hopping?
On the record, asterisk.
Confirmed.
Just actually on this song. Do you reckon he's gone, fuck, what rhymes with area codes? Or he's gone, what rhymes with hose? How did he write this one?
I reckon that was the starting of the whole song.
Quick clarifies that hose, H-O-S-E. Is he just into his gardening?
He's got different hoses, yes.
Yeah, he's got different hose in every area.
I think he's
code.
Got different hoses in different hoses.
He pre-plants them everywhere.
Non-kink hoses.
Wonderful song, Ludacris. All in all, a successful weekend. 40,000 at Allegiant Stadium. Only negative headline we saw was the racial slur that was reported.
It's the mark of a successful NRL.
It was also
league.
Like, I mean, like, you have to remember that, like, the Murdoch papers, like, I think they partially own the NRL or some of the teams. So, like, they're always a lot of one of the headlines I saw from the Courier Mail, which is the Murdoch paper, just said NRL wins the world.
I think
that was a satire piece by an opinion writer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like leaves AFL in the dust. I'm pretty sure I've seen similar.
But again,
so that was satire.
One that I read about like leaves AFL in the dust was like entirely satire. There's a whole line of the
in the Hong Kong dust.
Like, where it's like so and so has never put on a pair and should not be taken seriously.
Well, I think it is really stupid though. Like they're like, oh yeah, we're gonna win off over America. It's like, do you know how many fucking leagues there are in the US that they're trying to push? Like, it is so competitive, the sporting landscape there. There is a professional league for like frisbee golf. There's a professional league for fucking everything there.
So, gee, there actually was a headline. This one's real. It was an actual news story saying there were no scandals in Sin City. So congrats to the NRL players for not fucking anything up.
No scandals that we know of.
Yeah. Yes, that is correct. That is correct.
Actually,
I find it funny that they're a reporter on it.
They all went about their training and sports and then had early nights every single night.
That's right. But I'd like to see some more articles about things that didn't happen.
Yes.
I have a couple of examples that might be nice. Okay. United Nations praise Kim Jong-un for not launching nuclear missiles worldwide.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Well done.
One more here. President Biden personally sends flowers to Al-Qaeda for taking it easy on the state since 2001.
Yep, well done.
Lovely. Well done.
Thanks. I think more reporting about nothing. Also, shout out to the top cop in Vegas, Lieutenant Bell, who gave players his personal mobile number in case they got themselves in any trouble.
You know who to call. I feel like he just
heard they were a good time and probably wanted,
100%. I find it really funny. Part of that was all because he did a briefing with the players a month before they left. He's been the top security guy for the Super Bowl, presidential visits, lots of things going on. Him just saying, guys, give us a call. Don't do the dumb thing. Don't call the team. He said, pretty much said, don't call your teammates. You just make it worse. Give me a call. Yeah, give me a call.
Wow.
Also, the players had to start off Tinder. Well done to them. But guys, there's been some seriously shocking news around UFC star Jack Della Maddalena. So this one was broken by an outlet here in the West, but I've decided to break it for the first time again.
Oh, a double break.
We love Jack, so I just want to be really careful with how we deliver this news,
guys.
He's
a friend of ours. We've worked with him.
Very nice dude.
Had
a controversial loss recently. I thought he won.
Yeah, I tend to agree there.
But he is winning in real life.
This one is such a sensitive topic, so I need to...
Do you want a preview?
I need to navigate it with a great deal of caution. Which is gracious. In fact, you mind just giving me a second to gather my thoughts? I can't fuck this up.
Okay.
It could lead to backlash to this podcast or legal proceedings, which we do not want.
Well, we've had our fair share, so...
Yeah.
Okay. In fact, is there a chance to delete this whole thing from the podcast if it's a bit too much?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty unorthodox, but yeah, okay.
Okay. Jack Della Maddalena. Can I get a drum roll, actually?
I can do that.
That'd be great. Thanks.
A fair bit of build up. I hope this drum
rolls. Actually, stop the drum roll. I don't feel comfortable doing this.
No, sit down.
It must be a huge thing for him.
Oh my God, what happened? It
must be tough.
It must be drugs. It must be girls. Is it embezzlement? Has he defrauded people?
Okay, I'm going to be embarrassed if this is our last podcast because we get cancelled, and I'll take full responsibility.
Hey, Harry, it's been a hell of a ride.
Okay, roll the drum roll.
Your bravery is noted.
Oh my God. Deep breath, guys. Jack Della Maddalena bought a house.
Get back.
Okay.
He get one of those gigantic houses.
It must be on the news, so it must be a big $60 million house on the river or something.
It was about 600k.
So it's a nice house.
Around average for Perth home prices at the moment.
What was the headline?
Jack Della Maddalena bought a house. Pretty much. Okay. It was pretty much that.
Well, there must be a catch. Did he buy it in 5 cent coins?
Well, to be fair, in this economy, it's any quite house. Amazing to
They're
buy any house.
They're pretty bloody hard to snap up.
Especially for UFC fighters particularly. Always in the news.
It's got good footwork, so he's quite fast.
You might ask how do they butter this article up with this? He occasionally shares a glimpse inside the house to his 100,000 Instagram followers. One image of him training next to his cream brick home and the garden's tin fence with a power line and gum tree in the background, which prompted one fan to post, classic Perth looking backyard.
He's going to train his own house down if he's not careful.
That is the shittest article. Yeah. I bet it did really well. I bet someone in that office was like, hey, great work on that that article. Is this a new trend? We're going to see really shit average news. It's not even so bad it's good. It's so average it's good.
I think the main hook when I read that article was he bought it in a quiet suburb.
Right.
Actually, update on the pun of the article. How's that? They said.
How's that?
How's that?
Wow. That Jack Della Madda made my day.
Guys, should we end sports gossip with by paying tribute to the greatest country in the whole world?
Okay. The home of the brave.
That was, of course, Fergie singing the national anthem in front of the players at the All-Star game about 6 years ago. The
Love
players
that.
Pissing themselves.
I'm crying.
8-year-old Kinsley Murray. Yes, you heard. 8-year-old Kinsley Murray had a crack at the national anthem the other day ahead of the Indiana Pacers game. There may be a new contender for most interesting national anthem.
I'm not going to cry again, am I? Oh no.
No one holds the note for that long, by the way, that one.
Oh really?
This is like halfway through it. No.
No. Oh. He's channeling Fergie a bit.
She.
He's channeling Fergie a bit.
She hate her country.
So sorry about how long this is.
Do you reckon Al-Qaeda were like, fuck it, send two more planes?
Big finish coming up here.
Fucking hell.
Whoa, impressive note.
All right.
Good note.
Yeah, that's a good note. Bit long again.
It's like this.
Was actually.
You know, when I was running that in, I was looking on the official Indiana Pacers like YouTube channel to get that audio.
Yeah.
And you know how it's sometimes YouTube automatically assigns subtitles?
Yeah.
They battled hard.
Just question marks.
Oh, like they were pre-made ones.
Yeah, they were like, it was like an automatically AI subtitles. They had no idea.
Was that a couple of days ago?
Yeah, it's a few days back.
Tyrese Halliburton, Indiana Pacers' best player, went 0-for-7 from the field that game.
Well, what the fuck, Kinsley? Good on you, though, having a crack. The thing about it, I had to dig a little deeper, as I was doing sports.
Wow.
Yeah. The dad. So her dad is in leads a school choir or something.
Oh, really?
So there's some sort of like, I imagine in the footy world, it's like an ex-AFL player refuses to believe their kid can't play footy and makes him play anyway.
Yeah.
That's what it screams to me. Mm. Good on you. Having a great crack. Yeah, you butchered it a little bit. Mm. Good confidence. Can I just go and sing the national anthem somewhere?
Yeah, I reckon you could.
Yeah, you probably could.
You got contacts in the sporting world.
I can get you in. Actually, I wouldn't want to make this happen. We should set a date or something for you to sing the national anthem, maybe at like a local basketball game or something. And we'll get you to do the pregame and like you could play on the guitar.
You know, that's a really good point. But even if you did that like unannounced, who would dare stop you? Like if you just turned up at like a local event.
No, like we could try and organise it with the actual club.
Why organise it? Just sing. No one's going to stop.
I think Australia might stop you. In Australia they're like
you'd organise it.
Off.
You'd get booed.
But hang on, what about? I was thinking more like the G. I don't need the grand final. Maybe Anzac Day.
Last post.
I think we. Is there also an option to sing the US national anthem? It's better for my vocal range at this event.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome podcaster and comedian Harry Fitzgerald, who will sing the national anthem.
Of the United States of America.
And on pissing himself, Giorgio Savini will be supporting.
Dear Muscles.
Hello,
G'day, superstars.
Hold regards.
You've got me.
Welcome to Mail It In. We had a couple of IRLs from the weekend. We met quite a few nice people, Royal Otis. I had Ned, Finn, Nick, Drew, and Coney. I think the last one wasn't his name. Like Coney 2012, I think.
Oh, Joseph. Joseph Coney.
We had a lot of people react to our segment we sort of made last week by accident. So I had a part two because we had so many comments. Do you want me to go through them for the comments on our TikTok?
Yep.
Things they've made that kill you that are really tasty looking. Grease.
Oh, yum, yum, yum.
Industrial grease, the forbidden caramel.
Ooh, sludgy grease.
Well, it's not that forbidden.
Urinal cakes. Good mouthfeel, apparently, this one.
Pre or post piss?
Mm. Well, I think that would be like, you know, when you can add spice to like Asian meals or like Nando's. Do you want chili? Okay, cool. Yes. Well, do you want piss?
Doubles up as a palate cleanser.
Exactly.
Too,
yeah, it does. Meals. So, embalming fluids.
Yum.
Mercury.
The planet?
No, the liquefied metal. The only liquefied metal at room
the
temperature.
The element.
Okay. Every science teacher, don't break your thermometers.
Because you'll die.
You'll bloody die. The mercury will kill you.
Mercury poisoning. Sends you bloody crazy. Mad as a hatter.
Oh, God.
Mad hatter.
I don't want to be that mad.
Yeah, exactly. Uranium. But I call bullshit in uranium. When do we ever just see uranium? I haven't had a look at uranium like, I'd love a bite of that.
I know, after Chernobyl, they were like...
Someone took a bloody bite out of the reactor.
Yeah, it was so annoying.
I forgot his lunch, and he's like, oh, that glowing orb would be all right. Damn it, critical mass.
Destabilized.
I don't know if polystyrene would kill you, but it's definitely not good for you.
Goes really well with mint sauce, polystyrene.
I feel like there was a Malaysian place near my university... And it was really cheap, $6. And I think the chicken was part polystyrene.
Well, you know.
And they would add piss, I mean, chili.
Full tummy after.
Gap filler. A lot of people are asking for gap filler, like the liquid nails.
Like Sellies.
Hey,
yeah.
Good enough to fill a gap, good enough to fill my tummy.
And also, a lot of people are saying, excuse me for this, I'm going to get really angry about this. A lot of people are saying, lava wasn't made by anyone. You're stipulating that these are things that taste good that were made by people, and they can kill you. Ever heard of God?
Yeah.
Almighty Father.
Those little small disc batteries, I get why like they have to have warnings all over them for babies because they look delicious.
Yeah, I never found disc batteries delicious because I thought the bite through would just be a bit tangy. But I do understand it. I understand where you're coming from.
And also the forbidden sachet in like any packet, little moisture thing. Oh, you'll tear it open and eat little beads.
We were at a thing the other week and there were glow sticks handed out. I did want to lick the inside. I just want to say quickly, coolant. We had a couple updates on coolant, which is our number one tastiest thing that can kill you. Tastiest looking. Apparently it actually tastes sweet in a weird twist of fate. The gods themselves or the mechanical gods, on first taste, when it touches your lips and your tongue, it is sweet tasting. So they're not only making it look delicious, it tastes a little bit delicious too. But the other update is, it will kill you quite
quickly. I was going to say, kill you pretty on first quickly. Taste, what about second taste?
Second taste you're dead, third taste you're very dead.
What if you funnel it?
In another weird twist of fate, you come off better. You become
and you
Superman.
Would have a funnel because you're about to put coolant in your car. So that's the funnel very is good always
point.
Oh,
they're not for beer. I thought they were for beer.
And it says it will kill you. Someone wrote, it will kill you slowly too. One of their mates had died from it.
Stay tuned next week.
What with the comment? I don't know.
Stay tuned next week for when I run us through things you can eat, but it looks like you can't.
Oh, very good point.
Yeah.
We had a lot of people applying for our internship. We've had a couple of people. Thank you for everyone that messaging that. There's some very funny emails from that as well. Should we do one more email?
I'll go on. Yep. We posted a video making fun of the Taylor Swift girl crying, and we put in some silly noises from the pod last week. Some guy called us an update. Just saw you lads post about that chick crying outside Taylor over the song Exile. I know the girl and it's hilarious. She's been getting offers by Rolling Stone magazine for interviews. Just some insider knowledge for you. Heard it here first, boys. Wow. The beauty company she works for also put out a statement about how they support her. I don't know. Shit's funny though.
That is interesting because it went so viral for about 3 days and now it's a meme forever kind of. So it's be very interesting to see what happens with that.
We got a fake one next time.
What do you mean?
We've got to make one of those up.
I don't know if we can ever be as genuine.
But you know what goes well on these social media?
Crying.
Applications, emotions.
Crying, yeah.
Emotions. Wow. Yeah. And sad ones especially.
We had one here from Now, this is, guys, this is a bit of a breaking news thing. I don't need to have a giant asterisk on it.
Okay.
Great.
Because it might be false. Hey, legends, hate the pod. As foreshadowed in the subject line of this email, a big story coming. Uh-oh. I'm involved in an event at Giants Stadium for an unnamed Chinese pop star, Jai Chow, and the state of the turf before ground protection went over the grass was an absolute disgrace. Large dead patches all through the middle of the ground. The broadcast left end of the ground, where the stage sits, is going to be completely fucked by the time the stage is removed only 5 days before round zero, match between GWS Giants and Collingwood. The entire field of play will have had no sunlight for at least 4 days, and in that time, all the equipment is off field and the plastic ground protection has been completely removed. Now, I'm no groundsman. Now, guys, this is breaking news continues. Sorry, Harry, can you calm down?
I don't know if I can handle this.
There's more. but I'm guessing 5 days will not be sufficient time to replace turf and have it ready for an AFL match. Please keep me anonymous. Oh, fuck. I'll bleep him. Just in case the CCP members may listen to the pod and may come after me for retribution. Yours sincerely, this bloke. Oh, my God. We'll watch with bated breath on Saturday. It's all been called a bit of a livestock field. Well, maybe Mason Cox was bloody correct.
You heard it here first.
Well, how are the cows going to eat? There's no bloody grass.
Yeah, it's suited for cows, isn't it?
They're going to have to move the game.
Guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. Make sure you get your tickets. Make sure you get in the tipping comp. Anything else before we go?
Just live show. Just come on.
We are putting a lot of effort.
For fuck's sake. Just
get around
it. Oh, no, wait. We don't want to sound too, like, caring and desperate. Like,
no, actually, don't even come,
we
losers.
Don't even care if you come to the live
show.
Yeah,
I actually don't. Oh, are any on there?
Yeah. Stunts. The stunts.
Yeah.
This episode is proudly brought to you by our mates at Ned's.
Josh, do you give out many tips?
Sometimes.
Who's your source?
Well, normally Sam McClure. Like, he's really good. Like, I backed Harley Reid not to make it in West Coast colours. And this year, just anything he says, I go the opposite.
Congrats. It's a good it's a good option. Hey, I've got...
What about you?
Have you got a brother-in-law?
No.
You need a brother-in-law for your tips, mate. That's I get mine from. Yeah,
I could ask my brother to divorce his wife and then we can see how we go, but...
That'd be the first step, wouldn't it?
I need to speak to Georgie too. He's always real confident with his tips, but they never ever come off. Now, if you're looking for a one-stop shop for social betting, check out the Neds app. You can create groups perfect for betting together and ripping on your mates. And if you think you found a winner, you can let them know.
Or you might be looking for a hot tip.
And you can build a profile and share your bets with your followers.
Or you can see what other punters are like on the feed.
There's also expert tips on everything AFL from the fantasy pick himself, Tom Rotcliffe, within the Neds AFL Open Group.
It's not just for AFL though, Josh. There are other open groups for racing, b-ball, UFC. See soccer and he's more.
Download the Neds app if you haven't already and take it to the Neds level. T's and C's apply and available on the Neds website. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.